NASA is still 5 months away from kicking off its next-generation government-wide acquisition contract that will be known as SEWP-5, Solutions for Enterprise-Wide Procurement. In the meantime, though, it's rolling out some updates for the current SEWP program. And for exactly what that entails, we turn to the SEWP program manager, Joanne Wojtek. Joanne, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what is going on with SEWP-4? In the meantime, we've still got a few months of that operating. What are you doing this month that's making that program different?
First of all, it's only like less than 2 months now. We're starting SEWP-5 on May 1st. So we decided it's actually a year delay in getting SEWP-5 started. And because of that, I decided to roll out some of the changes we were hoping to start with SEWP-5, but get them started in 4 so we could kind of do, I think, of agile development. This is agile program management. Start doing some things now, test them out with a few months left, and then when we get to May 1st, hopefully have a really smooth rollout of these new contracts coming in, with the main focus being getting the our own system set up. Our customers kind of used to the idea of more tracking and capabilities that we're going to add into it and make sure that we're on the right track with customers and industry and where we're going.
So what are some of the big changes that are some of the tweaks that you're going to try now that you hope will be smooth by the time SEWP-5 comes?
The biggest overall change is we're shifting to doing more verification and tracking of what's being purchased so that we can know the types of products that our agencies are buying, something we've never done in the past. We've always taken the view that that's something agencies would do, and we realize that they actually need some help doing that. They don't have their own system set up, so we're taking that in, and to do that requires a new product classification system, a new order processing system, and a new way of working with our contract holders. And a lot of little pieces that build into a major overhaul of how we track and report back to our agencies.
So that means when an agency would come to SEWP or the contracting officer, you could say feed up to them online, here's your buying history already so far of what you bought on SEWP to date.
Right. There's that, and there's it actually started with our CIO, my boss at the time, CIO at Goddard. I said to him, "Would you like us to tell you what you bought at Goddard?" And he said, "Oh yes." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So this is something CIOs want to see too. Is they need that data. You know, how many computers are being bought, and how many printers, and so on. So we wanted to be able to provide that with them to them.
And what about that functionality? Others who bought this also bought that type of thing, like you get with Amazon. Any plans to do that?
That might be a little further down the line. It's an interest. I've never actually been asked that. We are working with a company, and the reason we're able to roll this out is we found a company that we're using to classify things. And they do don't work with Amazon, but they do work with other companies on their websites and their information, so it might be something down the road. They, you know, a service they could help us build in, but that's a little farther down. First, they need to find out exactly what the CIOs are looking for in the procurement shops, so we can make sure we get the good reporting.
And now,
I
was going to say, now under FITARA, the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, which is law now, CIOs have much more budgetary control, at least in theory. They're trying to actually get their hands on it. So will these feedback on buying history also include pricing history?
Probably not that so much, because the pricing is really held at the agencies to do the order level, and I don't want to... I don't have direct interaction with financial and procurement systems, so it will be more trend information and more and more information about how they're meeting other things like EP compliance and Energy Star compliance. And we just had a discussion with a customer yesterday about including FedRAMP and make sure that's being tracked also. So looking at the more generic data that goes with things.
Okay, any other tweaks that are happening to SEWP-4 that'll roll over into SEWP-5?
Well, I think sometimes it's good to admit that you're learning something out of these experiences. That's why we did this, and I learned as I took away two functionalities and in this rollover, dealing with looking at our current catalog, because we really are dynamic in how we add things. So I thought, well, you don't really want to have people thinking that we're the static catalog. said that a lot of people want to have static catalog and static piece of their life so they can look things up easily. So we actually have to bring back a tool that went away in March. And a good learning experience to put something out there. We got real good feedback from our customers saying that you really need to have this tool back in so they can look up which companies have products on our contracts already and so they can make decisions. So that any customers out there who missed that, it will be back on in the next week or two.
This is like an online catalog. There's no printed catalog.
Exactly. It's online. It was an online search capability, so we could see how many companies have Xerox on their contracts and which groups of contracts they're on in the past. It's a historical view of things, but it's still useful for our customers, as I found out, to help them make research decisions. So and that was part of this goal of this 2-month kind of interaction, is that let me try something, send it out there, see if this is really needed, and if it is, let's work it back into the world so that in Supri we have a really good system.
Can't take the TV listings out of the newspaper. We're speaking with Joanne Wojtek. She is the SOUP program manager at NASA. All right, so a couple of more months till SOUP 5 comes, and tell us how they compare SOUP 5 to SOUP 4 in terms of numbers of companies that are on there.
So I can't give a number out yet, but we are very close to announcement. We are hoping by the end of March there will be an announcement of all the awardees. We had started back in the fall announcing it, so we can clearly state that whereas we have 37 companies in SOUP 4, there'll be well over 80 companies in SOUP 5. And for our customers, this is actually really good news. One of the things that happened is we grew tremendously in SOUP 4 in usage across the agencies and within agencies, and we just found that amount of interaction needed more companies from industry to allow for competition and responsiveness. And so, yes, it's going to be a larger number, much larger than SOUP 4, but I think it's going to be a good win for the government in terms of getting that competition.
And is it safe to say SOUP 5 will remain primarily a products vehicle as opposed to a services vehicle?
So the way we describe SOUP is a product solutions contract. So it's always centered on the products. There are services, and that sometimes is missed. The services are product-based services, so things like installation and maintenance and training on products and also engineering services that are related to products. So there's always a product element to it, whereas if you go to some of the other big GWACs like CIRSP and Alliant, that's where you get the support service contracts, the software development. That's an area we'll still stay out of.
And what are some of the emerging product areas you feel will be popular with SOUP 5?
Well, obviously, cloud is a growing interest. I mean, we have had that in 4, but it's only now really catching on in terms of usage, and we've tried to make that even clearer as a 5 element. We also, Veterans Affairs is our top customer, second biggest customer after DOD. And so we've added more of the medical IT piece to it, things that they need to that kind of fall in both areas and we're not in scope to SOUP 4, and more data input devices. The computer has become such a almost a commodity little piece of it. It's what you put into it, that matters as much as the actual computer itself. So we are allowing more of that data input device area.
And so if you looked at the total buy on SOUP, would you expect it to, what would the proportion of software and hardware be, would you expect?
Well, that would be an interesting thing. I might know better next year when they have more data. Hardware, software, and then the services, it's probably a good even split, I would guess. We see a lot of each of those. When you do all the maintenance and the installation and everything that goes with the computer systems, I think that's growing more with us because we are seeing, I think what's a bigger trend for us is we're seeing a better overall agency use and more strategic use of the contract. And of course, we're part of the OMB FSSI Strategic Sourcing Initiative. So, we see that as the piece, not one type of product, but the whole gamut of strategic IT purchasing.
Joanne Wojtek is the SOUP program manager at NASA. Thanks so much for joining us with that update.
You're welcome. Have a good day.